This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, particularly today. Current affairs and commentary framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday the 16th of November. On behalf of Joy 94.9, I want to commend our station management for the calm, informed response yesterday to the awful act of terrorism that took place across the road from Joy. At all times, the safety of Joy volunteers was paramount, and very shortly we're going to speak to Dominic Haslam, Joy's operations manager, who was in the building and organised the safety of the volunteers, communicating with the volunteers, the evacuation of the volunteers. And we actually have Dominique on the line now. Good morning, Dominique. How are you today?
I'm okay, Macca. It's been a long night. I'm a lot less shaky than I was
yesterday.
Didn't get a lot of sleep, but I'm a lot better than a lot of other people are.
Of course, Dominique. It's Tass here. You've been...
I just want to... we're just organising Taz's microphone.
Of course, Dominic, you've been up since 5 a.m. this morning, keeping us all informed about progress with Bourke Street and the studio.
Yes, yeah. So there were a few of us in the building and we were evacuated, and so I just wanted to be able to keep in touch with City of Melbourne Security so that our people were informed about what was going on. And as you know, because you're sitting there, we've just resumed normal broadcasting in the last 10 minutes or so.
Well, five, actually.
Yeah.
Four, to be exact.
And look, I want to put on record, Dominique, you know, the calm and informed response from you yesterday in terms of keeping people informed, looking after the safety of the volunteers, which is paramount. A really awful situation. So well done. You did us proud.
Thank you.
You did us proud.
Thank you very much, Macca. Thank you.
Now, Dominic, I did hear you on the radio last night on the ABC as I was coming into town.
On 774.
Right. On 774, in fact, and you were talking about some of your observations and experiences. Could you just describe to us what you experienced last night? What was it like in here? What was occurring?
We were having a relatively quiet but busy Friday afternoon. There were six volunteers and two staff, including myself, in the station. My colleague and I were at the back end of the station having a meeting with one of our volunteers about a new Joy program proposal he's developing. And we heard what we now know was the explosion. And it was a tremendous thud. We thought something had dropped on the building just above us. It sounded very, very close. And then we could hear the swarm of sirens, and it was clear that something terrible had happened, and a lot of emergency services were obviously coming very close to the building. And we were kind of, not feeling great about what had happened, but had no idea until we walked to the front of the building and looked out our window. And we could see, because it was really just almost directly outside of us, the car that had been crashed into Target and then exploded because of the gas cylinders. We could see that. I went and looked out another window. I didn't see... a lot of people have seen a lot worse. I saw more than I would have liked to have seen. We had a couple of volunteers who had just left, and another volunteer who was coming in who also saw more than they would have liked to have seen. And I'm sure that people watching the news understand what I'm talking about.
Dominic, are you able to describe to our listeners this morning perhaps what they did see?
Well, one or two people saw a gentleman was... Multiple people were stabbed, and a gentleman was died on the scene. So he was not too far from the front of our building. So yeah, some folks have seen that man dying literally in the street.
I mean, this brings home, Dominique, one, you know, the emergency response from Joy, you know, the liaison between yourself and the Melbourne City Council and the emergency services, and that, you know, in an event like this where, you know, really everything is unknown, but that the system worked, didn't it? It worked in terms of, you know, you did your job, the emergency services did theirs. That's something we can all be very proud of.
Look, inside the station, we had eight people who, it was very, you know, very sudden, very shocking, and we just moved very quickly to, you know, pull down people's phone numbers so that we could contact everyone straight away to let them know they were safe, let them know that they may not be able to come to the station for 24 hours, put on emergency broadcasts, because initially we weren't evacuated. It was only about half an hour later. The emergency services and the Victorian Police clearly did an extraordinary job. They moved so swiftly. We're not used to shootings and stabbings and exploding cars in the heart of Melbourne. They clearly had a very, very efficient, coordinated team. And the City of Melbourne CEO, Ben Rimmer, was very quick to reach out to the tenants of the building and to offer counselling support over the weekend for anyone that was distressed about what they had seen or experienced. So right across the board, it was amazingly well handled.
And we know that Ben, one of the guys who occasionally helps us out through our social media, he was actually in the CBD very close to Joy in a bar, and mm-hmm. he actually got an SMS message within 10 minutes of the explosion.
Right.
You know, telling him, you know, something's going on in the CBD, to stay where you are, you know, don't go outside. So again, that's another example. And you said, you know, Ben Rimmer from the City of Melbourne, that's fantastic that, you know, we're their tenants, that they showed they were on the ball.
Yep.
And again, of course, we've been in contact with Sally. Ironically, Sally was going to be with us today, but,
yep.
You know, she's doing some other stuff.
She's got a handful today, mate.
She has, and we're actually going to be speaking, just for a bit of light relief, after you were going to speak to Michael Kroger, because he was scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, Martin Foley, who'll be speaking on behalf of the Victorian Government. We hope to have Tony Walker from Ambulance Victoria a little bit after that. So we only found out, you know, we only really found out we'd be able to come back into the building
half an hour ago.
You know, like, you know, I was actually already in the city and hassling you, Dominic. I'm sorry about that. But again, congratulations for your calm leadership, and that the system worked. And for all our listeners, everyone at Joy is physically okay. There might be, you know, there might be some people that you know, want to talk about this, and I'm sure if we need to, there will be, you know, counselling services available through City of Melbourne and through the Victorian Government, and when we have details of that, obviously, if you need to access that, we'll let people know. But job well done, Dominique.
Thank you, Maga.
Dominique, I need to let you know that one of our listeners who's listening in this morning, who we affectionately refer to as 317, says big hugs to you, Dominique.
Oh, thank you, Tess. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So it's great to hear that people actually do appreciate the work and the effort that's going on here. And, of course, we've had further comments that say that we should all appreciate that we have such strict gun control laws here in Australia. This incident could have been far worse if we were in the US. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
It is a much more complex topic, of course, but we do know that there are some moves at the moment to try to loosen up our gun control laws.
And anyway, let's not...
That's another topic.
Let's not go there. There will be actually a Police and Emergency Services press conference. Dom.
Literally outside.
We'll probably hang the microphone out the window. Victoria Police.
We might send Paul out with a microphone.
Yeah, Victoria Police and three TV crews, so just as well you did your hair, Tess. Victoria Police Media Unit, Dom, just so you know, they know that we'd like to speak to them, but...
it all depends on the time.
And, you know, they're aware which building we're in and everything, so if we can speak to them, we will, but...
Great.
Again, thanks for all you did yesterday. Thank you for giving us the time this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And we'll, because we'd sort of cancelled most of our guests and we had to pull it all together again. So bear with us.
But thank you for keeping us informed
absolutely.
And letting us know what's going on. And it's, you know, the absolute anchor behind the studio.
Yes, thank you.
Go on, keep going.
Oh, well, you know.
Play this out for another 10 minutes and I'll replace one of your guests.
Yeah.
Well, you have actually.
Yeah. And, you know, this is, you know, the whole response yesterday, you know, from the emergency services, from Joy, you know, trolley man. What an extraordinary thing. And, the other guy with the chair. You know, these sort of events are awful and really challenge us, you know, to understand how they happen. But you know what makes me feel so good is, one is the way we as a station responded, but how individual members of the public intervened.
Yeah, it really focuses people. It's obviously some people are overwhelmed and go to pieces, but for other people it focuses you and it's like, right.
Yes.
What do we have to do right now? Let's go.
Yeah, and, you know, our listeners, you know, all of them, we're a volunteer organisation.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trained, you know, to deal with this. This is not part of what we do, but our station showed courage and commitment, and the fact that we're back on air this morning, shows we need to, you know, as the Premier has said, we need to keep doing what we're doing in our lives and not let these events define us.
Absolutely.
All right. We've given you enough praise, Dom. You can go back to bed.
I will.
Have a rest.
That's exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You
okay.
Too. Bye-bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.